Hello and welcome to this episode of The Aparo Effect, where we talk about all things related to increasing the capacity of nonprofits. I am Blima Bersha, the Director of Marketing at Aparo, and I am here with Allison Grant, and I will let her introduce herself.
I am Allison Grant, and I am the Program Manager at Aparo and have the privilege of managing a lot of our, or some of our community impact projects here, as well as our GAIN program.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about what those programs are.
Sure. So our community impact projects are projects that we facilitate with a nonprofit that has a technology need, and we bring in a team of skilled volunteers to help kind of bring the expertise and meet that nonprofit's technology needs. So for, as an example, if a nonprofit was in need of a donor management solution, we might bring in a team of volunteers that know what questions to ask so we can document prioritize requirements, and then they conduct marketplace research to see what tools are available that meet this nonprofit's need, and then ultimately help conduct tool demos and help that nonprofit, guide that nonprofit as they make the decision on what solution to go with. So that's just one example. And then our GAIN program is a cohort program where we take a group of this current program is six nonprofits on a year-long journey of transformation. So
cool. Very cool. Thank you for that overview of your role. And so in this podcast series, we are talking about that lessons that nonprofits can learn from the for-profit world. And one of them, I know, is an important part of the work you do is change management. And a lot of times just talking about nonprofits and technology makes people have like a funny look on their face and say like, nonprofits don't need technology. And so I think we've overcome that. And I think we've proved certainly that nonprofits need technology. But change management is a concept that to some sounds like a luxury, like something that only happens at like firms with lots and lots of money to invest, and something that a nonprofit could never prioritize, should never waste their money prioritizing, et cetera. So help us debunk that, Allison. What first of all, what is change management?
Yeah, so change management is really providing the support to staff to help them accept change and sustain the change. So, and it's really important. So if you think about project management is, you know, planning the tasks, maybe planning the budget, executing on those tasks, those milestones, and ultimately the deliverable of the project. And change management is providing the right support so that whatever that project change is, that the staff understands it, they know why it's happening, and that they are, instead of creating fear or like anxiety, because in nonprofits, we're all so busy and who needs another thing to learn, that can, you know, can create a lot of anxiety, but it provides the support and helps them get excited maybe about the change instead of fearful. So it is a really important part of being able to successfully execute a project and sustain whatever that solution is delivering.
Right. I hear you. People are like, you know, I have enough to do to take that time to make this switch. I just like, do you see in some of the work that you do resistance?
Yeah. So really folks, you know, everyone kind of reacts to change differently just by our own personality. Some people are just naturally fearful, or maybe they're like, well, we've been doing it this way for 7 years. Why change? Maybe they even are offended, like, hey, I created this process. Why would we try to change what we're doing? And some people are excited. Some people enjoy change and look as an opportunity to really improve what they're doing, maybe give themselves some time back if it provides operating efficiencies. So Everyone just reacts to change differently, but it's really important for folks to understand the why behind the change and what we kind of say are the three W's. So the why do we need to do this change? The what is the change, and the who, right? So who is going to be impacted by the change at the organization? So those are really important things for, as we're thinking about making changes, for us to understand so that we can successfully deliver the change throughout our organization, and that staff will get on board and maybe be excited, embrace the change, maybe not be excited, but not also not resistant to the change, right? Because we are all wearing a lot of hats at nonprofits. So it is sometimes difficult to feel like, change often does take a minute to learn. So maybe it takes a minute longer at the beginning, but later on the impact and the time saving can be significant.
So you broke it down in the who, the what, the why. So who delivers that? Like, what's the right way? Like, what is a change management project or process? Do we do it as part of the work that that we do with any of our nonprofits? Do they do it by themselves internally?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we do try to really help the nonprofit at the end of our projects. We really look at the impact to their organization and what will the project, once the recommendation is implemented, for example, a donor management system like we talked about earlier, that's a type of project we do, or we help select a donor management system for a nonprofit. And you might have folks that have been using Excel spreadsheets, or maybe they've been using a different product and they're resistant to moving, to changing, because change can be hard and it's learning something new, and who has time for that? So it's really helping those folks understand the why. And so at APARO, we do help nonprofits to really think through the impact of their change, the positive impact. So what are the operating efficiencies? How will they be improved? Are you going to be saving time? I mean, even we encourage folks to think of time like almost annually. So even if we're taking a manual process and automating it, and it only saves 2 hours a week, well, that's 104 hours annually. So that's, weeks of one staff member's time. So we really try to help them think through the impact. Okay, if you had 104 hours back in your year, what would that mean? And maybe it's just better life, work-life balance, but maybe it allows them also the opportunity to serve more. We're wrapping up a project right now where an organization, because of recommendations that were made, saving 700 hours annually, and they anticipate tripling the number of people that they're serving. They wouldn't be able to do that if they couldn't save the time. So helping them understand like that big number, and the impact of maybe, taking some of that manual work that you're doing and automating it. Yes, you'll have to learn a new skill set, maybe learn some more technology, but look at what that will mean for your organization and for your job. It'll make things so much more efficient that you'll be able to serve significantly more folks. So we really try to help them think through what will that mean for your organization? What are the impacts, the why behind it?
Right. Okay. So we spend the time, and I've been on a lot of those calls with you, and I didn't even know we were doing change management. So now I know. So we help leadership really identify, or whomever worked with us on that project, really understand the why, but now they need to take it back to the bigger team, right? And put it all into the context of the who, the what, and the why. And do they do it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of it. It's also helping them understand that they need the support in place, right? So folks need, learning something new takes time. So how at kind of like a sponsor or like an executive director, CEO level, how is that support being put in place? So if people feel that they do have the time to go and learn something new, or that they have the right skill, the right training, right? So really identifying what what training do we need? What gaps do we have in our organizational, like, technology skill set that we need to fill to be able to successfully carry that forward? And how are we going to make sure that our staff feels like they have the time to go forth and conquer the training? You know, can we make it fun? You could create some type of, like, competition on getting up to speed on new tools or on new technology. And celebrating the small wins is important too. So maybe you're getting, you know, just taking baby steps, but making sure that folks feel celebrated, supported, and that they are, you know, encouraged to just really get on board with whatever the change may be. I think that's really just a key to sustainability. And also, I think identifying folks within your organization that are naturally excited about change, like we talked about, some people are just naturally scared, naturally resistant to change. They've been doing something a certain way. Why change it? But identifying those folks, kind of like your change ambassadors, that are excited. Maybe they're not the subject matter expert on the new process or the new tool, but they have excitement. So someone that can kind of bring the excitement to the team and be a point of contact if folks get frustrated, and really helps to kind of drive everyone towards the goal of, you know, embracing and sustaining the change.
So it sounds like you just added a fourth, because we talked about who the change is going to impact, what the change is, but it seems like maybe you just described the how, like how we're going to get. Is it okay? Can we add a fourth to your list?
Yeah. So I really think it's about, like, why, what, and who, and then knowledge, creating that knowledge, that, and then support, right? So there's really, like, more than that, even the support. So in addition to, like, the training and the knowledge, having the support, the, you know, executive level support to allow for folks to have the time to learn, and also that, like, kind of that change ambassador to come alongside staff, alongside their peers, and encourage them that it maybe isn't so bad and that it is worth it in the end, because you've clearly identified all the impacts that the change will have on your organization.
And how about in our cohort programs? Is there any additional, do we do anything different with change management in those programs as opposed to how we do it in the like a regular community impact project, which would just be something that's like a, you know, with one nonprofit?
Yeah, no, not really. I think, you know, no matter, even though we are doing cohort work and we're doing the work that we do all the time, right? So we're doing it times six nonprofits, the same project, but every nonprofit is unique. And so every nonprofit has different technology skill sets. Some folks come in and they're not even formally trained on like, say, some complicated tool like Salesforce, but they're figuring it out. Where we have other nonprofits that are, you know, have a lower level of technology knowledge. So I think it really is not really specific to a cohort. It's really specific to each nonprofit, because each nonprofit is going to have a different appetite for technology and a different kind of foundation of their skill set. So it's really meeting each nonprofit where they are and listening to their concerns, helping them to understand how to maybe really share their impact with the staff, how to provide the right level of training, right? Because we have folks that are maybe newer to technology and we have folks that are really advanced. So helping them really identify the best change management approach for their specific organization. I don't really think it matters if it's cohorts, it's really specific or not. It's just specific to each individual nonprofit and kind of the makeup of their organization.
So you have the technology change, and then you also have the investment. I mean, change management is not just like this concept, and it takes time, and it sounds like it might also take money to invest in change management.
That's true. You do have to have the right tools in place, training. It might cost money, right, to provide the right training to your staff. But we all know, like, it's frustrating if you were to have a change that impacts your work and you don't know how to use it. Like, that's really frustrating. And it might result in, you know, the solution not being sustained because the employee might revert back to what they were doing previously. So making sure you are investing time and making sure you're investing money if that's what is needed to provide the right training to make sure folks feel supported and that they are met where they are, because all people are different and have different levels of technology expertise, especially in nonprofits, right? Because sometimes we're very hands-on with our clients and sometimes we have folks that are maybe that have more technology already in place that we're working with. And so I think that, we just need to be willing to kind of invest the right time, the right financial resources if needed to make sure that we're providing the support and providing the training that's needed to make folks really get on board with whatever the change may be.
Right. Because, and you alluded to a little bit, you talked about sustainability. Like, what are the other risks of not investing in change management and not putting that time aside and not thinking through the training and just kind of saying like, okay, guys, we're going for it because you've run out of time, because you've run out of money, which could happen for a nonprofit. So, what are those risks? What's the dark side of not investing in change management?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's obviously the lack of the risk of not sustaining the solution, the change. There's also just employee satisfaction, right? If folks are frustrated, they're unsure how to do their job that they're expected to do, how to use the new technology or the new process, then they're going to be frustrated. And that could lead to, you know, higher turnover rates, lower productivity as well. And so I think it's really important to make sure we're thinking through, not just when we're doing a project, the tasks and the milestones and the timeline and the budget, but the people, and making sure that we have the right supports in place to make them feel, to make it a little easier for them to embrace the change.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Allison. What can a nonprofit do if they are interested in working with you and ensuring that whatever work they do is implemented, is sustained, is adopted and embraced by their staff?
Yeah. I mean, that is something that we do with any of our projects. So if you're a nonprofit interested in working with a project on a project with the PAR, if you have a specific technology need, you can certainly complete the form on our website and we can be in touch about kind of next steps.
Yes. And that form, I know every URL by heart, Allison, is at apara.org/nonprofits. So thank you so much, Allison, for joining me today. And thank you to our listeners for listening to this episode of the Aparo Effect. Stay tuned for the next one.